Health officials describe this flu season so far. They're describing it as having started early as in September as opposed to typically in October, and also being particularly hard on kids. You know, we've been talking a lot about the coronavirus this year, but let me show you flu numbers so far this flu season. In the United States alone, some 29 million illnesses, 280,000 hospitalizations, and 16,000 deaths. Now, when you look at that hospitalization number, the most hospitalizations occur in people who are 65 and older, but the next biggest category is newborns to 4 years old. So, you know, this flu can be particularly hard on kids, and this year so far has been the worst year for kids. If you take out 2009, which was the H1N1 flu pandemic, this now becomes one of the worst years on record for kids with regard to the flu. I want to show you again just quickly looking at flu numbers here, which I just shared with you, and coronavirus, again, because we've been talking about coronavirus so much. On the left, those are U.S. numbers. On the right are global numbers for coronavirus. And you can see, obviously, flu does cause a lot more illness and a lot more death in the United States and around the world. The reason there continues to be such concern about coronavirus is because it is a new virus. And whenever you have a new virus, you're not exactly sure how it's going to behave, how it's going to trend, or if it's going to continue to mutate. So those are things that researchers are keeping an eye on. But certainly here in the United States, we got to keep an eye on flu as well. Can't take our eye off the ball. And it's still not too late to get the flu shot, something we talk about a lot.